Coming to you from 50 Oliver, this is Easton News, and my name is Joseph Taft.
And I'm Jack Ryan. Today is Friday, March 29th, 2024. The annual town election is scheduled for Saturday, April 20th, 2024. Polls will be open from 10 a.m. through 4 p.m. All voting precincts will vote at Oliver Ames High School, located at 100 Lothrop Street.
Superintendent Leisha Cabral and Principal Kelly Cavanaugh are excited to share that both the Division I and Division II jazz bands at Oliver Ames High School competed in the Massachusetts Association for Jazz Education State Finals on Saturday, March 16th. The Division I and II bands, made up of 27 students each, performed for a panel of college professors and professional performing jazz artists for medal awards. Both bands received a superior gold medal for their performances and will advance to the gold medal showcase on May 5th at the Hatch Memorial Shell at the Charles River Esplanade in Boston.
Prior to the state final, both the Oliver Ames High School jazz bands performed at the Southeast District Festival at Oliver Ames High School on February 29th. Both bands received gold medals, qualifying them for state finals. This was the Division II band's first gold medal win. Oliver Ames High School also won the MAGE Most Valuable Player Award in both finals performances. Eddie Bishop, who plays baritone saxophone, secured a co-win in the Division I concert, and Reagan George, who plays piano, won the MVP award for the Division II concert. The only one other school had winners of the MVP award in both performances in the history of the circuit.
On March 21st, 2024, James Biondi, age 62, 305 Turnpike Street in Easton, was arrested and charged with trafficking over 100 grams of crystal methamphetamine and possession of a Class B drug. The arrest follows a lengthy investigation by Easton police detectives. Biondi was taken into custody without an incident following a traffic stop on Turnpike Street. Biondi was booked at Easton Police Headquarters and bail was set at $25,000. Biondi was later transported to the New Bedford House of Correction.
A junior at Stonehill College is reportedly battling a severe health crisis after a bicycle incident in Spain. Lauren Rosso was placed into a medically induced coma after the accident and is in critical but stable condition. Rosso, who is an English and communications major, cannot be transferred back to Boston by MedFlight until her condition is less severe. Money raised by the GoFundMe will reportedly go to costs associated with Russo's medical care, including the med flight from her from Spain to Boston, as well as the cost for her parents to be in Spain with her, including hospital accommodations and meals. The college says that Russo received the Benjamin A. Gilman International Scholarship to fund her study abroad trip to France for the spring semester. Follow the link below to help out with the GoFundMe.
Spring is upon us and the outdoors are calling. Beginner and advanced beginner instructional sessions of pickleball are coming. Beginner lessons are intended for those who are new to the game. Advanced beginner is intended for those who have played or taken beginner lessons already. Residents and non-residents are welcome. It will happen at Unionville Courts at 184 Washington Street in Northeaston on Wednesday nights as well as Saturday mornings. The program will start in April and the cost of the program is $85. You must sign up through the rec desk on the Easton Town website and classes will fill up fast.
The officers and members of the American Legion Post No. 7 of Easton, Massachusetts extend their best wishes to the graduation class of 2024. They want to offer those graduates an opportunity to participate in their scholarship program. This program is intended to recognize continuing academic excellence, civic involvement, and a level of conduct which reflects the ideals of the American Legion for past and present relatives of the American Legion Post No. 7 members. Seniors must send their applications to the Legion by the end of April to award prior to the June graduation. You can find the application at the link below.
Still no time to stay up and watch your favorite shows?
Like this one, obviously?
Well, don't forget, ECAT has a YouTube channel. There, you can find all old episodes, but turn on notifications to be alerted when ECAT releases new content. You do not want to miss out.
Our handle is at EastonCatTV with TV in capital letters, of course.
Dozens of Southeastern students were recognized recently for their achievements in this year's District Skills USA competition. On March 13th, students who competed in the District Skills USA competition were honored during a ceremony at Southeastern Regional. The school is a member of Skills USA Massachusetts District 2. Awards were announced in more than 20 categories covering a range of career and technical education specialties. Skills USA advisor Leah Doolin announced the awards and advisor Mark Raimondo presented the students with medals and certificates. Students who qualified in their district move on to compete in the State Leadership and Skills Conference from April 25th to 27th. Students who qualify through the state conference will be eligible to compete at the National Leadership and Skills Conference in June.
Do you know an Easton resident or an organization that benefits the community? Do you or someone you know have a special talent or a skill set that you would like to show off to your community? Well, ECAT has numerous shows and segments that may be a good fit for you. ECAT has always represented the talent and diversity of the people of Easton, and we want to highlight you. You can email info at eastoncat.org to let us know what you want to see on our channels. We want to hear from you.
Mark your calendars for Earth Day. The NRT in Easton is holding a BioBlitz on the evening of Monday, April 22nd to celebrate and acknowledge the incredible abundance of life around us. In a BioBlitz, participants try to find and identify as many plant, animal, and fungi species as possible, documenting as much life as they can. They will be using the iNaturalist app to help identify and record whatever they find. This adults-only program is a great opportunity to experience the natural world in a new way, learn and share knowledge with others, as well as meet new people who love the outdoors as much as you do. If you're interested, be sure to check out the NRT project page on the iNaturalist app.
With the support of the Easton Shoveltown Cultural District, the town of Easton is excited to announce the launch of the Artists on Display initiative at Town Hall. This exhibit will feature a rotating display of artwork for the enjoyment and appreciation of the public and honors the important role that art plays in our community. The Select Board recognized emerging artists John Januskis and Ray Harris, who are also members of the House of Possibilities, as the first artists to have their art on display as part of the initiative. House of Possibilities provides a disability service to over 300 children and adults annually from 60 communities across Massachusetts. In partnership with Hope for this first display, they hope to highlight the benefits of art for all people and to foster a more vibrant and inclusive community.
Want to get involved in an exciting race around historic Northeastern? Well, apply to be on Expedition Easton, a local version of the amazing race that's produced by ECAT. This summer, six pairs or 12 contestants will get the chance to compete for the grand prize. All ages are welcome, but each pair must have one member over 18 years old. Think you've got what it takes to complete the expedition? Well, email info@eastoncat.org or give us a call, 508-230-7200. Casting has begun. Dates are set for June 22nd, 23rd, 29th, and 30th.
The Easton Shoveltown Cultural District, in partnership with ECAT, is excited to announce the return of the Arts and Media Show and reception on April 6th from 4 to 7 p.m. at 50 Oliver Street in North Easton. There will be multiple vendors throughout the building, and the ECAT studio will be open for people to view the studio and witness a live show throughout most of the night.
After the break, find out who's this week's Pet of the Week.
And the Easton author who released his debut novel. This is Easton News.
Hi, my name is Heather Sheldon, and I'm a member here at Easton Baptist Church, and this is truly my favorite day of the year because it is a day full of joy. And it begins for me at 8 a.m. when I show up and we start laying out 5,000 eggs for the kids to find. And then it culminates with all these happy faces as the kids run around. Today we're inside, usually we're outside. And it is amazing. They're like a swarm of locusts. And you see them sweeping across the plains, picking up the eggs, and delighting in the candy and treats that they find. So it's a wonderful day. Everyone is welcome.
Could your dog be a therapy dog? Join Maura Potter of Clear Skies Dog Training and Evaluation LLC and certifier through Dog Bones Therapy Dogs of Massachusetts to learn about what a therapy dog does, what the visits are like, and what skills and behaviors your dog needs to pass a therapy dog certification test. Information session is followed by a question and answer. It's free to the public. The seating is limited. You can RSVP with the link below. It will be held at the APCSM at 1300 West Elm Street Extension in Brockton, Mass. On April 22nd at 6 p.m.
Speaking of, it's now time for your APCSM Pet of the Week. We have some pets looking for their forever home, so let's take a look.
The APCSM has plenty of friendly, lovable guinea pigs waiting to find their forever home. Each guinea pig is unique, but if one thing's for sure, they sure do love their veggies. Thank you. If you're thinking about adopting a guinea pig, fill out a small pet animal adoption application on apcsm.org. Meet Buddy. Buddy is a fun-loving adult pit bull terrier who is looking for his forever home. Buddy is looking for a home where he can be a dog's dog. He would make a wonderful companion for someone who is looking to throw the ball around in the backyard or hang out on the couch. Buddy likes to talk and can get pretty excitable. He loves his walks, stuffed toys, and just curling up in a comfy spot for quiet time. Dogs like Buddy tend to spend a very long time waiting in a shelter for a home. If Buddy sounds like a good fit for you or someone you know, please share his story or fill out a dog adoption application on our website, apcsm.org.
The Hockomock Film Festival is back. If you're a high school student in the Hockomock League, the categories are shorts, drama, comedy, or others, documentary, and PSA. Cash prizes for the winner. The deadline to enter is on May 13th. To enter, you can go to HockomockFilmFestival.com.
Borderlands State Park has new closing hours for spring. They open daily at 8 a.m. and will close at 6 p.m. But starting on April 7th, they will extend it to close at 7 p.m. And then finally on May 12th, they'll extend it again to close at 8 p.m. Just as a reminder, vehicles in the parking lot after closing time may be locked in and subject to a parking fine. After the break, we'll have your 7-day weather forecast.
And OA Spring Sports are prepping for the start of the season. We're watching Easton News.
Hello, everybody. My name is Joe Pitti. I'm the Deputy Director for Health and Community Services for the town of Easton. I'm here to talk to you about this year's Ag Hunt. This is our traditional event. It's intergenerational. This year, we had almost 200 families come out and support the event. We want to give a huge thank you to the Recreation Commission and Easton Public Schools for helping us pivot from a traditional outdoor event to an indoor, given the weather that we had this year. This is an awesome event. If you weren't able to make it this year, we highly encourage you all to attend next year. It's for ages 2 to 8 years old. There's so many eggs to go around and some golden eggs and a special visitor that you might be able to get a very cool photograph with. Thank you everybody for your support around town to make this happen. Thank you to the rec staff and everybody else that made this possible. Thanks, and have a great year.
Welcome back, folks. It is that time for your upcoming 7-day weather forecast. So let's kick it over to Chief Meteorologist Adam Carrero.
This is your ECAT Weekly Weather Forecast. On Friday, we clear up from the rain from Thursday, some lingering rain in the morning, then cloudy. The weekend is a mix of sun and clouds, but there's no rain and temps around in the 50s. Perfect weather for the Easter Bunny. The work week is average or slightly above temps with clouds, but rain is again midweek. I'm Adam Carrero, and this has been your ECAT Weekly Weather Forecast.
Invited to the House of Possibilities' very first art show on Thursday, April 11th. Join Hope to experience their members' creativity, meet some of the artists, and see the space. The art show runs from 6 to 8 p.m. Refreshments are provided. Please reach out to Abby Waldron at the email below for more details.
Like watching this show or any other ECAT programming? Well, that doesn't happen without help and support from viewers like you. ECAT is a nonprofit organization and it relies on some help from the viewers. If you would like to help, you can submit a small donation on our website at eastoncat.org and continue the running of ECAT programming. Just go to the main page, scroll down until you see the donation options or the QR code. And as a bonus, when you donate $15 to ECAT, you will get a cat, not a real one. The APCSM has those, but this nice plush one can be yours with a small donation.
Are you ready, ECAT fans? Easton's Got Talent is coming back for season 2. That's right. Get ready to showcase what talent you have and go head-to-head with other participants, not just from Easton this time, but the region, to see who has the most talent around. Email eastonsgottalent2024@gmail.com to register. There is a small registration fee. All towns are welcome. All ages are welcome. Auditions are Monday, June 24th. Cash prize award will be available for the top 3 acts.
Help send off the 2024 OA seniors this year. On May 19th at 11:30, the seniors will have a parade that will go across the north end of town. They will start from behind OA High School gym and work their way down Center Street to Main Street, then work their way to the NRT sheep pasture across from Easton Fitness. Then they will have their own senior celebration there at the NRT sheep pasture.
Get your running shoes ready. The Children's Museum of Easton's 28th Father's Day Road Race registration is now open. The event will take place on June 16th, 2024. You can sign up on the CME's website and Facebook page through RaceWire. Cash prizes are awarded to the top 3 overall male and female runners. First place, $150. Second place, $100. And third place will earn $50. A commemorative prize will be given to the top 3 male and female runners in each category as well. Free race t-shirts are available for all runners who register on or before May 24th, but t-shirts will not be available for walkers.
After the break, you'll learn how you can raise money for charity while also getting some exercise.
And a sneak peek at OA Boys Lacrosse and Spring Track coming your way. You're watching Easton News.
I'm John Cady. I grew up in Easton, born and raised, and I currently live in Easton with my wife and my kids. And so I've been writing for a number of years, but this is my first, Angel of Death is my first official novel, my debut novel. And it's a young adult fantasy. So she is a girl who tries to join a street gang, but she's unable to. She gets killed accidentally in a drive-by from a rival gang. And so she dies and she wakes from that life into a new life as an angel of death. It started, so I'm a teacher at a juvenile detention center, and so my students, they don't read often when they're not in there, and they admit that themselves. And so when they were in there, they just get lost in books and they read all sorts of fantasy books, and they love fantasy, but the thing that they don't appreciate about it necessarily is that they can't relate to any of the protagonists. So I said, well, I would love to, you know, I wish I could write a fantasy for them, like that they can relate to, they can relate to the protagonist, and the protagonist comes from their, you know, from their kind of upbringing or their environment. So the first and foremost, I'd like to thank my kids and my wife and all my family members and everyone who's been so supportive and friends over the years, and Watchtower Hill Publishing, and just any reader. Then my brother Joseph specifically. My brother Joseph, he's a huge influence on me. Right over there. He's older. I'm the youngest. Yeah. He and my sister Kara have been very supportive. Kara's my beta reader, so she's been reading my books to tell me if they're any good for like years and my stories. So yeah, this is much her doing getting here. So, but yeah, and everyone's just been so supportive. And watertowerhill.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, and everywhere books are sold.
So John, from us to you, congratulations.
Attention Easton veterans and surviving spouses, could you use some additional help this year paying for heating, fuel, transportation, food costs, or other needs? Please visit the website below, or you can call 508-230-0690 for more information.
The Tricentennial Committee is still looking for volunteers to help out in several areas, so if you'd like to help Easton celebrate its 300th birthday, you can email easton300.2025@gmail.com. Also, you can visit their website at easton300.org.
The Easton Health and Community Services Department is seeking qualified candidates for lifeguards for the following 2024 season at the town pool. Interested applicants need to submit the required employment application to Human Resources Coordinator Mary Southworth at jobs@easton.ma.us or by mail at the Easton Town Offices at 136 Elm Street in Easton, Mass. 02356. Applications will be accepted on a rolling basis.
Spinathon has become one of the most anticipated annual fundraising events at Old Colony YMCA. Every year, hundreds of Y members, volunteers, and supporters gather to cycle on stationary bikes to raise money for children and families in the local communities. Join them for Spinathon on Saturday, March 23rd at Shoveltown Brewery, or for Zumbathon and Aqua Zumbathon over at the Easton Y. To register or to view class offerings, you can visit the link below to reserve your spot. Registering will automatically create your personal fundraising page, and every dollar you raise will support the Y and your local community.
Ready for spring sports? We sure are. Let's check in on boys lacrosse and spring track.
My name is Aubrey Tebow. I'm a junior here.
My name is Nolan Crizzoli. I'm a senior.
My name is Mackenzie Merrill. I'm a junior and I throw the discus and the javelin. As a thrower, we need to be able to have a lot of power and momentum. So I focused a lot on weightlifting after swim ended, and that helped me prepare. I definitely like the javelin the most. I don't really have a solid reason why. It was just the one I was best at freshman year, so I kind of worked the most on it and ended up loving it. All the coaches on this team are like amazing at what they do, and they all know what they're doing. And Coach Souza specifically, he always like has a plan and does his best to like get around everybody and make sure he knows what everybody's doing. And I feel like that helps with the whole team like coming together as a whole, because we all know what our goal is and what is expected of us.
This fall I did cross country, and then I have personal training outside of track just to get myself prepared. I lift outside of track. We also have lifts year round, like in the winter. I feel like winter is a good preparation season for spring track, which really helps out. I really like both of the relays, the 4x2 relay and the 4x1. I feel like it's just really good to like be able to run like with your teammates and like not be running against them but with them, and it's like really exciting when you get to run together. I mean, like right before we run a relay at a meet, we always get together and talk about how we're going to execute it and like how we're going to run our race, and it's just really exciting. Like when we hand off the stick each leg, we're always like yelling for each other and cheering, and practicing together always just helps us push each other more. I mean, I think it's really good for everyone to do, to stay in shape. And like, I know a lot of people from other sports do it, which is really good. And I think this, like the dynamic of like everyone coming together has been really good in this sport. Like we always end up coming together at each meet. Everyone's cheering for everyone, even if you don't know them. And I just think that's a really nice part of it.
It's definitely like a really good atmosphere. You know, everybody's friendly with each other. Everybody supports each other. No matter what event, there's always going to be people there cheering each other on. But also everybody really locks in and works hard and doesn't make any excuses. I think we're definitely going to be good. I think over these past couple of years we've been starting to climb, and I think we're about to hit that peak. We got a couple new guys who haven't done track before, but they definitely have the athletic capability to make a big change on this team. And all in all, just the people coming back for more, I think really all that hard work is going to pay off this year.
There's a lot of closeness in this team, and we all become kind of like a family because we spend so much time together, like at least 2 hours, 6 days a week. And that leads to like really fun meet days and bus rides, and we just listen to music and have a good time.
My name is Ben Devlin. I'm the boys lacrosse coach here at Oliver Ames. This will be my 7th season as the head coach here. Yeah, I'm super excited for the season. Have a lot of kids returning. We only graduated 6 from last year, so have a good core back. So we're looking forward to a fun season. We have 3 captains who are all returning starters from last year. Evan and Ryan Jaco, who are brothers, Alex McAndrew, all great leaders. They've done a lot of great stuff over the winter as far as leadership goes, and off-season workouts and things like that, getting the kids ready for the season. First week of practice last week, they were great, kind of keeping kids, moving and motivated all the time and doing a great job with that. So looking forward to those guys, really stepping up and showing their leadership ability.
I'm Alex McAndrew. I'm a senior here at OA, and I play attack. Going into this year, we have pretty high expectations. We made the tournament last year, and we did lose a bunch of guys, but we got some guys that can step into big roles and can really make an impact there. So I expect to have a really good season again and hopefully make the playoffs. For me, I've been hitting the wall mostly We've had captain's practices twice a week since November. We've had a bunch of guys come out to that. So we have pretty good turnout and a lot of people doing things over the off season to get prepared and stay ready for the season.
Hi, my name is Ryan Jaco. I'm a senior here at Oliver Ames and I play midfield. Last year, like he said, we made the playoffs. So we're hoping to get back in there, maybe make it past the first round this year and overall finish over 500, beat some teams that we weren't expecting to beat and have fun. The game against Attleboro last year, it was a really close game up until the end and we ended up coming out with the win. And every time we play them, it's a lot of fun. It's good competition and it's just a great time. I'm excited. I'm definitely going to be sad at the end of the season. I've played this sport for almost my whole life. So it's definitely going to be a bittersweet feeling when the season's finally over, but I'm really excited going into the season and seeing what comes out of it.
My name is Evan Jaco. I'm a senior here at Oliver Ames, and I play midfield. I'm very excited. This is the most kids that OA Lacks in the past 9 years has had playing for the program, so I think it's going to be a good year. OA Lacrosse is a big rep for sportsmanship, so I'm looking to keep that alive here in the program. We've won the Sportsmanship Award, I think, the past 4 out of 5 years, so that'd be good to win again. It's a fast sport, fun, a lot of goals, so you should tune in.
Thank you so much for watching. This has been Joseph Taft, and why did Cinderella get cut from her basketball team?
And I'm Jack Ryan. She kept running away from the ball. This has been Easton News.